Hey, it's Kelly here. Thanks for joining us. Once you're finished listening, I'd like to invite you to join our free private practice community, where you can connect with over 10,000 therapists just like you and get access to over 15 hours of free trainings, including some that qualify for CEs. Visit our website at zinnyme.com and click community at the top of the page. We'll see you there.
Welcome everybody to today's wonderful roundtable and Q&A for therapists that are starting from scratch their practice. There may be times where you have wondered, how does this all work? How do I get from where I am now to where I really want to be? And so we've invited some people that have taken that full journey across the process of starting from scratch, and they're here to share their journey today. So can we give a big round of applause for these amazing people that are here today? We're going to start, and I'm going to be, as people are coming in who are going to be sharing, I'm going to pin those people up on the screen, but we'll give each person kind of 2 minutes to introduce themselves and share what life looked like before they started private practice, and share what it looks like right now. I'm gonna start up with Kelsey just because she's in my top left corner. And then we'll kind of go from there.
Right. Hello, I'm happy to go first. I'm Kelsey Torgerson Dunn. I am the owner of Compassionate Counseling St. Louis, which is my group private practice. And it started out as just a me, very, very, very part-time practice right around the time that I joined boot camp. And going from, trying to figure out what that could even look like to actually having a full thriving business with four therapists working for me has been really awesome. And it's definitely been boot camp each step of the way, and Kelly and Miranda each step of the way. I think before boot camp, I had an idea that you just open a private practice and you just take insurance and then it just is supposed to work itself out, not knowing all those pieces that actually go into it. And now I recognize it's so much work, but when you get it to a place where it's all running the way it should, it's really rewarding, and you can take this time to really push and take those times to take a step back. But I wouldn't have known that before you guys at all.
Awesome. Do you want to share where you're located, Kelsey?
Yeah.
Website?
In St. Louis, Compassionate Counseling St. Louis. And then my website is CompassionateCounselingSTL.com for my private practice. And then my author website, because I'm also an author, is KelseyTorkersonDunn.com.
Fantastic. Awesome. That's Becca. Do you want to introduce yourself next?
Yes. So I am Rebecca Williams. I have a group practice in Riverside, California. Before I started boot camp, I was, I had no private practice. I had been working in some agency jobs. I knew that to serve the kind of clients I wanted to serve, I was going to need to be in private practice, but I knew that there was a whole lot that I didn't know. And I didn't know what I didn't know. And I really, because I had so many questions and I just knew that I didn't even know that I was asking the right questions, it was important to me to find someone who could give me some step-by-step, show me what it was that I should be doing. And so I joined boot camp before I even opened my practice or had a name for it or had an office location or anything. And it's been so helpful. There have been many, many times as I've listened to conversations that have happened among other therapists where they're going, oh, I started this the wrong way, or I had to unlearn all these things. I'm like, no, I just learned a way that works from the very beginning. And I'm so grateful for that. And right now, so I started just as a solo person. And then after doing that for a couple of years, I had kind of reached the max caseload that I thought that I could take by myself and was still getting lots of referrals. So I rebranded and transitioned to be a group practice. And now we are called Inland Empire Couples Counseling. And I have 3 therapists who work for me here. We have 2 offices in Riverside, California and Temecula.
Fantastic. All right, Sarah. And if you guys who've already spoken, if you want to share your links down in the chat for your website.
Maria and Tamika, we see that you're here. We're trying to figure out how to get you on the main
screen. Yeah, for whatever reason, it's not letting us pin you and we're trying to figure it out.
Don't worry, we got you. Okay.
Personally attacked by Zoom. Hi, everybody. I'm Sarah Stanizai. My pronouns are she, hers. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I own a group practice in Long Beach, California. We're Prospect Therapy, prospecttherapy.com. We are a queer and trans affirming practice with a focus on serving first gen and immigrant Americans, partially because that's my story and also because there's a huge need for that. I started boot camp in 2018, and I'm starting to feel like I'm one of the like OG people.
OGs.
I don't even know if that's true, but before boot camp, I had a full-time job, and I just kind of started my practice to see what it was about. And I am the type of person who just researches everything and obsesses over everything and learns. Like, I'm always looking for like the correct way to do things, which made it very hard to actually execute. So I would say one of the main things I learned in bootcamp, aside from every possible piece of information that you could need about group practice or private practice, was, you know, done is better than perfect. It will always be evolving. And so if you're the type who's like, well, I don't want to do anything until it's like perfectly right, we also help perfectionists, by the way. Bootcamp is really helpful because it helps you just kind of get the ball rolling. And the other main thing I would say that I've noticed about this program is they do not just turn everybody into the same practice. It's not just like, I really enjoy hearing other people's stories because it's very similar to mine. And you can see like we have probably quite different practices and we run them different ways. We have, you know, so if you're worried that you're just going to turn into like every other basic therapist, like you won't. They really help you figure out what it is that you are really good at and what you want to do. And if you compare yourself to other people or you worry that like, you know, I need to do it the way other people are doing, it's really hard to do that through boot camp. So I'll just point that out too. And now I run a group practice. I'm chilling on a Tuesday. I look like this. So that's what life is like. I have time to do these. And I just tell everybody about boot camp.
Okay. We love that.
How has it changed your personal life, if you don't mind me asking?
I was thinking about that. I swear, I think it was you, Becca, who said, I don't know who said it, but I learn when to really lean into my business and expand and accelerate. And I learn also when to like, just let it run itself and enjoy it and balance the rest of your life. So I make sure that I do like one overnight trip every month. I make sure that I go to the gym every week. It sounds like an exaggeration, but because of boot camp, like clothes fit better. Like every other part of my life is also better because I'm not just like obsessing at 2 a.m. trying to figure out what the title of my blog post should be. We're not about that. So it's great.
I love it. Thanks, thank you so much, Sarah.
Polina.
Hi.
Hi,
I'm Paulina Codas, and I'm a psychologist in Denver, Colorado. So I got on a boot camp in, like, I think 2018, and I did not have private practice there. And I was like, okay, now here we are, like, it's 2021, and I don't have that, like, success story of, like, I have a group practice. And I think, okay, maybe people like me exist too. Like, I'm slow moving. I have a full successful solo practice. And when I started like this, like the TAP program this year, I was had like tons of like ideas. And I just, in the middle of the year, I decided myself, okay, I have my nice, quiet, really like private practice, which I have clients who are like the best clients in the world. So that I just like, okay, yes. And I have like 2 days where I can like go to the mountains and walk around if I need to, and just like let it slow. Like I'm recovering from my, when I started, I had no private practice, and I am a first generation immigrant who was like in the middle of divorce and immigration mess when I started that. So it's like bad. It was bad. So now I'm recovering, like I kind of recovered out of that and out of pandemic. And I love my job like right now. So that's, I mean, like think like, because I didn't know anything about how to run business in US, like zero. So that's why like, oh my God, people just do it, because you're just like, just do it right from the beginning. So now I, in some ways, I outperform my colleagues who I like used to work in the same, like share the office. So like, okay, yes. Mm-hmm. Just like, even if you move like slow and like don't have like huge like expectation, just like I'm letting myself grow in my own pace right now.
Yes.
And that's important to me.
I love that.
Anybody else have that experience of going through the bootcamp process and suddenly other people are like looking to you going like, wait, how did you do that? Like what's happened? Where like suddenly you are that person who, and it's not a comparison thing. It's just a
inspiration.
People start to go, wait, what are you doing? And you start to have those. I think someone else mentioned that too, having conversations with people and realizing how much information you've been able to take in and how that's created a lot of ease for you. In business, to kind of know like that's in flow, as opposed to having a conversation with someone and being like, wait, what? Quarterly taxes? Wait, what? Like, how does this work? Like to know that that's not where your learning is like on accident. It's happening in a really consistent way. I love that. Awesome. Thank you, Paulina.
Thank you.
All right, Maria.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I am, my name is Maria, and I am a solo private practice owner in Massachusetts in the greater Boston area. And I just want to say I'm super inspired and marveled by all of those of you who have shared your group practices. Super impressive and daunting for me to even think about. So the fact that a lot of you are already there is really cool to hear and know. And with that, I guess I'll share a little bit about my experience with bootcamp. I also have been a member since 2018 and knew pretty early on in my life that I wanted to do private practice. It was just a matter of figuring out how to get there logistically. And so private bootcamp has given me the confidence to be able to do that, and also the knowing that I'm not alone and some of the obstacles that come with that, which has been huge. And it sounds so silly, but I come back to time and time again, the website tutorial that Miranda did, I believe. And that was like the most helpful thing to me of all. I'm like not savvy when it comes to technology or computer whatsoever. So to have the step-by-step process of that was crucial for me. And I think also just knowing, I think that threads into this like larger theme of just like knowing that the business model is going to constantly evolve. And just when you think your website is completed, you go back and you revise it again, right? Like all of that has been a big part of my process. I don't know. I'm like rambling now. Did I address all of the other sort of aspects you wanted me to?
Well, like what did life, I guess I'll go back to this like kind of succinct question of like, what did life look like for you before bootcamp, and what does it look like now?
Okay. So life before bootcamp was hectic and chaotic. I was working 3 different jobs, one of which was in the restaurant industry, 2 of which were in the mental health field. And so one being a partial program, an intensive outpatient partial program, as well as initiating the private practice. So in 2018, I started dabbling into bootcamp and started figuring out what I would need to do to get to make the transition or the leap from being employed full time to self-employed. So with that came working 3 jobs. So I was working nearly every day from morning to night and just trying to create some sort of a cushion for myself so that I could slowly taper off of my day job, so to speak. And so ironically, that leap occurred at the start of COVID. So I resigned from my full-time job and started working full-time in private practice. And that had some pros and cons, obviously, just because of the pandemic, but huge contrast ultimately from just working all day long to now, fast forward 2 years later or 3 years later, I work in private practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And I see individuals and couples, and I have control over my schedule, which is also another really important factor. Life is just a lot more peaceful and satisfying. I'm in a much calmer mindset than I was way back when. So I hope that answers your question.
It did.
And gives you a little bit of insight. Okay.
It did.
That's awesome. Thank you, Maria. And if you want to share your website in the chat, that would be awesome.
Totally.
All right. Tamika, what did life look like before boot camp and what does life look like now?
Crazy and crazy.
Different guy.
I have a baby, so you already know it's wild.
Yeah, I know.
So when I first signed up for boot camp, it was last year. I think it was fall of last year, and my baby was about a year. And then I became a foster mom for my great nephew, who was a newborn. So that was wild times 10. So I just put everything on the back burner for boot camp. I didn't engage. I didn't do anything. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's overwhelming, blah, blah, blah. And so I started working on my website and I started doing some things on my own. And then I said, you know what, between these two babies and not getting any sleep, I need to delegate this. So I talked to someone I knew. They said, oh, you can talk to the person that did my website. And so I reached out to them. They did it. By the end of 2020, I think it was December, my website was done and I had some sort of marketing plan. And then February of 2021, I created my Instagram account for my page. And I think by April, I had just focused on building my following in the community on Instagram. That was it, just to network. And I ran into a lot of people from boot camp, right? And I was like, oh, this is so awesome. So I was engaging in Zenimi and engaging on Instagram, and that was it, right? And a little bit on LinkedIn. Still wasn't like advertising, nothing like that. And then I started going through the modules and I'm like, oh, I already did this. Oh, I already did this. Oh, I didn't know this. I didn't know that, right? So it was like really helpful to like look at the foundational pieces and the nuts and bolts. So then my following grew to like 10K in like under 5 months, right? And so I've had some challenges since then, right? So wild.
You've been hacked.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. Like, yeah. Right. So I'm just going to leave IG alone. They don't love me. I love it. But it did teach me what I needed for social media. So I started helping other therapists through this process with their following, the engagement piece, hashtags, things of that nature. I love it. It's fun. But I feel like there's a knowledge gap. So I built private practice. I started advertising. I'm still building on the client side, right, for therapy. And I think I have like 8 clients. And 5 of them pay my full fee, right? And talk to them about my fee going up. My bride price is going up. So they know that too. They're okay with that. I created letters and all of that. So that way they know in the new year what my fee is going to be. They have 3 months to make their mind up, right? Mm-hmm. And so I also started working on consulting services. So I created a lot of products and things because I have time. And I said, well, before I get super busy and I need some other outlets, but I want to be structured to working. So I stick to my regular work schedule. And so for me, when it's overwhelming, I switch gears and do something creatively because that reduces my stress. And it also helps me to feel productive. So I started, you know, just doing some consulting services and helping others with their social strategy and their business strategy, just to kind of look at those knowledge gaps in the clinical world, right? And now that's done. And I said, oh, I'm gonna do my ATP, right? Redo that. Because I work backwards and in full force. So now I want to restructure that. And so that's where I'm at. But I do have clients. I do get calls every day. I follow the script. it's made such a huge difference. I think private practice has changed my life for the better because I'm able to work around my needs, work around my life. It's tailored around my baby versus before I was a slave to the time clock and I worked full time seeing like 46 clients a week in a 40-hour work week. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get paid anything. Mm-hmm. And now I'm making what I used to make full time and I only work 21 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. How many other people here have that story that they're able to have an income and with a much more manageable schedule that is a totally different than the income that they had while working for an agency or somebody else? Who else has that experience? You guys yes. want to share what that looks like and the difference of working for someone else with sometimes, I don't know about you guys, right? My caseloads were up in the high. Well, I had in the 30s per week, which would mean somewhere between like 50 and 70 total on my caseload while doing trauma for domestic violence and sexual assault. So like, that's what my caseload looked like when I was working for the nonprofit. And I had a relatively good nonprofit experience, meaning that like my caseloads were way lower than other people's. And I was able to set boundaries better than my colleagues who were working for other nonprofits, right?
No, I had a caseload of 150. I got up to 200 at one point. And everyone had to be seen in a month and all this, and therapy had to be provided for each of them, plus case management. No.
Yeah.
No more.
Not good.
How about y'all?
Did you work for the government?
I did.
Go ahead, Sarah.
I'll add, I think that a few of us are now employers, and you know, I bet any of us will say, I know exactly what not to do, and I do want to create the same work-life balance that I have or that I wish I had at that time. You know, I have pre-licensed and licensed people working for me who are like, oh, I didn't know it could be like this. And I think that became like very much priority number one of like, sorry if you can hear my dog, of like making sure that people know that even people I mentor and just people who don't work for me, that there are other ways to make a living and take care of yourself and still do this work and help other people.
Yeah, 100%, Sarah. I feel like, so I was working for a nonprofit that is now called St. Louis Counseling, but I was doing the school partnership program. So I was working in two schools, floating in like four other schools to do presentations. And I was the senior therapist who was supervising staff, and I was running the practicum program, and I had this huge caseload. And they would be like, oh, you can see people in the office too. Why don't you see couples? Like, why don't you see this adult? And I like work with kids and teens, and like, that's my whole thing. So the real motivator for me for starting the private practice was, who do I work really well with? And how do I do therapy really well? Like, I specialize in this area of anxiety-driven anger, and I don't want to have to keep seeing people when I'm not a good fit. And that's what the nonprofit is all about, is how many hours you can get in, not like, how do you really refer someone out ethically and make sure that they have like an awesome fit. So when it came time to hire someone else and to be able to see more people than I could ever see on my own, is that's when I started hiring therapists who also like loved this specific kind of area of like angry kids and anxious teens and overwhelmed college students. And we have it set up where people come in every single week. Like, caseloads for most of my therapists are, a lot of them are part-time. So it's like 10 or like 20 people a week of their full-time. And that's it. And you open it up when you're ready to open it up. You don't have to see everyone and do everything. And I also feel like, while juggling all of this, is when I was building up the private practice side of things, which was so much work. And I don't know if I could do that now. If I were to go back and be like, you know, maybe I'm not ready to open up the private practice yet and I want to do something else, I do feel like there are ways to get out of that job, or to get out of the thing where, like, Maria, I think you were saying that you were doing like three jobs at the same time, but to find a way to not feel like you have to do so much. And either that's opening up your private practice through boot camp, or maybe it's even like finding someone who was a boot camper and working for them if they're hiring too, right? Where they're going to understand, like, we don't want you to burn out. We want you to just work with good fit clients. We want you to feel really like supported and have a livable wage. And that's usually not what you find on the nonprofit side of things.
I think that's the piece. And there was actually in one of the earlier calls that we were doing last week in the masterclass, someone was like, how do I find boot campers to work for? And so we're going to create a whole spot where it's just for boot campers in particular to post their job postings so that people in the communities who are saying like, I want somebody who actually understands. And I think this is the part that's so hard is that I don't think that most of the therapists out there that are not paying livable wages or that are creating a dynamic that doesn't work, I don't think they're doing that on purpose. I don't think there's anything there where they're trying to perpetuate this, you know, this problem in our community, but they don't know what they don't know. And so I've met a lot of group practice owners who are actually paying to have that person working for them because they didn't set up a process that was actually sustainable. So what does that lead to? If they don't understand that that's the dynamic, they just go like, well, I'm still not making a profit or an income. So they just keep asking the person to see more and more people, not realizing that it is not, I love Sarah's face right now. Like, yeah, that like, they're not realizing that it's not how many people you bring through the door. If the basis of your business plan is not set up properly, it won't matter how many people you see. It won't matter if you have $1 million practice, if your profit is 60 grand a year, but you're working 80 hours a week. And I have seen it. Like, these are the things that really do happen out in the world. And they can say, oh, wow, I have this, you know, I have a $500,000 practice. I have a $750,000 practice. I have $1 million practice. But what's your quality of life? What's the quality of life for your clinicians? And how's your financial health for everybody involved? If that's not in place, it does not matter what that top line thing is. Doesn't matter.
Can I ask a question? Actually, I'd like to hear from y'all about your experience of doing boot camp and really building a practice with honoring who you are. So we have a diverse panel here, women of color, queer, immigrant, divorce, like all these, there's lots of different things here, neurodivergence and all of that. What is that? How has that shifted your approach to building a practice, bringing your unique story, your unique lens, your diversity, that intersectionality to the table? Anybody want to share? Yes, Paulina.
Actually, that's like what bootcamp helped me to believe in myself to get back to my ideal clients, because like I worked before that in Russia, mostly with, like mm-hmm. with high level professionals, mostly with lawyers. I ran like workshops for lawyers. Mm-hmm. And like here, like, okay, here I am, just started, like we're like high level professionals and where I am. Mm-hmm. So just like to focus my like ATP, to network right. And like here I am right now. Yes, I do work with high level professionals, and that's like I'm ideal clients for them. I'm mostly like, they like me because I'm like cerebral, analytical enough and like emotional enough. And like, I like to work with them, and I try to like work with different little bit, and I'm like, oh no. And I just made a mistake right away. So like, okay, if you choose your audience, like stuck to your audience, because that's like, it's gonna be better for them and for you.
Yeah.
So thank you. Yeah.
Awesome. Becca.
Yeah. So when I first started my practice, I had an infant. My daughter was maybe a year or so old and a preschooler. And so I was always very part-time, and I really got to figure out what full was for me. Because full for me is not the same as somebody who is maybe doesn't have small kids at home. I also had the benefit that I have a spouse who was working full time. And so I could kind of grow my practice differently and invest differently in it, because the income was nice to help pay my student loans and the practice paid all of its own bills from the very start, but I didn't have that the same kind of pressure that I had to pay all of my own bills personally from the very start. So my journey has just been really different, and I've set things up all along the way so that I can have a quality of life that I want and be available for my kids. And so right now what that looks like is I'm done working by about 2 every day. There's one day a week that we meet in the afternoon for a team meeting, but every other day I pick my kids up from school and we do homework together and stuff. And that's something that just is important to me, to be available for them. And my practice is at a place now where it can fully sustain me and pay all of my bills by myself, which is really nice. But it just was a very long, I think my road getting to that level financially was longer than maybe some other people's, but that's okay because I did it in a way that worked for me and that was in line with how I wanted my life to go and what my other obligations were. So even that transition from individual practice to group practice, I think maybe would have happened at a different time if I had been not had the small kids. It's like, no, well, I can only maybe do one clinical day a week. And so I took those growth steps earlier, and now I am really seeing the financial benefit from that.
And you also started when you, if I recall correctly, it's been a few years, but like you started.
I really am the OG, Sarah, by the way.
You started from the perspective of that interfaith kind of marriage. And there was like a faith element to your messaging and those kinds of things. And I remember that, like, how do I step into that and integrating those parts as well in the initial phases of your business?
Yeah, I think there was some personal growth that I had to do before I was fully ready to step into that. But I also think that the work that I do with mixed faith couples is like that niche was more of a slow build. And so I was doing some things simultaneously where I was getting more and more comfortable with this very specific niche that I have while I was also building more locally a reputation as a solid couples therapist.
I think going back to that idea too, that our values, our personal values are so important in terms of what do we value? How do we want to spend our time? What kind of parent, friend, partner, member of the community do we want to be? And so creating space for that, whatever that looks like, whether that means space to volunteer, to give back, to be able to donate money to important causes, to be able to, like, that's definitely a value for me, being able to be available for my kid and take him around.
Change legacies in the family, yes. Change legacies in systems and things like that too might be important for some of us. So
yeah.
Awesome. Tamika, what were you going to say? I saw you had your hand up too.
Oh, no, I was just going to say value, I think, was like the biggest thing for me. And like you just mentioned, changing legacies. For me, it was value in not only my messaging, but value in my fee, my rate. I think that has been the biggest struggle, and having that money conversation with clients, right? Mm-hmm. Because when they have that money conversation, a lot of things come out. And then some of them back out of therapy and you're like, oh, I don't want to lose anybody. So that, I think those are the things that stuck out the most for me in boot camp.
Love that. Huge. All right. Was there someone else that had their hand raised too? Or
I don't know if Maria stepped up.
Okay.
I did want to share. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I did want to share. So I'm a new boot camper, and I couldn't go to the last like new one, but I wanted to go to this because I recently started a private practice and I'm really excited about it. And I think I just jumped in and now I'm like having to like figure everything out. I guess I just wanted to share that I feel like so far from what I've got, I feel very happy about like the decision I've made to join boot camp. I'm already feeling like, okay, this is going to set me up for a successful business. And I already, you know, have clients and, you know, it just kind of has, you know, just happened all of a sudden. I wasn't planning to start a private practice, but things just just happened. And when I was in school, my plan was to do it, be a therapist part-time. I was married. I was going to, you know, start a family. And then the rug was ripped off from under me. And I ended up getting a divorce in the middle of you know, college. And it was just a lot. And so I had to change like what I was planning to do with my profession. And I'm just grateful for where I am and the progress and just how things are going in my life.
Love that, Tiana.
We're so glad that you're here. And how cool is that? Like, you're just jumping in. I absolutely adore that. What I wanted to know from you guys too, do you guys have questions for the panel? For those of you who are out in the world who are here listening, questions that you have, whether that's questions about bootcamp, advice about like the biggest things that people would share. I know a lot of you saw Kelsey's story last week where she shared about her marketing plan for her group practice, how that led to a book deal, how that actually allowed her to take maternity leave during COVID and still bring a great income in. They just bought their first house, what have you, like all those kinds of pieces. Do you guys have questions about advice? Because we have these expert people here who have been where you are. They've had the questions that you've had. Yeah. The other thing that I'll ask at the panel while we're just seeing if you guys who are listening have questions is, what would be, if somebody's on the fence about bootcamp, if they're really not sure whether it would work for them in particular, what would be your biggest piece of advice? If that was like a friend telling you that, like, I don't know if it's for me, what would be the thing that you would tell them?
Maria's back.
Sorry, I my urine, okay. My bladder was so full. Okay. I apologize.
Feel you.
I can potentially answer that though. I would encourage the individual to ask themselves why. Like, is it most likely fear-based? Is there resistance to it? And I imagine the two of you still offer the brief phone calls in terms of determining if the individual is a good fit. So I think it that was super helpful for me in terms of teasing out my own resistance to the process. So I guess I would just encourage the individual to dive into that a little further.
Perfect.
That's
I love
kind
that.
Of general, but
no, it's great. Tamika.
Okay. I can like 2 cents, because like when I got into boot camp in 2018, I was like, nobody wanted to hire me. I was working like crazy hours and like low paying jobs. For me, it was a money question. And like, I have no idea how did I do it, because like 3 years ago, it was like a big, and like, I'm so grateful I did, because like, oh my God, that's like paid off like many, many times already. So I just like can't believe. So like really like return of investment, like I can't believe it. It's huge. So like, because like it community and like self-esteem and like positioning beside the like business knowledge, which you get, that like sense of community, sense of support, that's like precious. So like, just like, I've been there. I know that could be a lot of money, but like, just like, it will pay off.
Awesome. Thank you, Paulina. Tamika.
I think the payments, you know, were what got me. And I know I was hesitant because I was following you guys on LinkedIn for a long time. And I was like, what is this in my email, right? Just one day when I was pregnant, as I took a sabbatical during my pregnancy. And so I was on like a really strict budget. And I said, oh, I would love to do private practice, but I don't know. And then I had the call and I talked to you guys and I said, oh, I don't know, right? And then I heard, oh, we have a payment plan. I said, what? Sign me up, right? And even though that was a stretch for me, I'm so glad that I took the leap and I did, because what I gained was so much more. I gained a lot of tools. I can always go back, and I gained a source of community, because I felt like I was isolated. I was in my own world and nobody understood me and nobody spoke my language, even the therapist here. They were like total dream killers, right? Because they wanted to work for somebody else. And it was impossible for me to work 3 days a week and still make good money, right? But you guys confirmed that that was possible. So my advice would be, if finances are a concern, make the investment and maybe break it down into payments and what you're going to get out of it. And I think I posted this too. What you'll get out of it is a source of community. And I think that is priceless and the most important piece.
Awesome. Sarah. Oh, no. Becca.
Kelsey has her hand. Oh, they both do.
They both do. It's just.
I unmuted first, Kelsey. Sorry. I already forgot what question.
Someone's on the fence.
Okay. One of my favorite things about the, like, might even still be the first day of boot camp is this like visioning thing, like imagining what your perfect day is. What is it that you really want your life to be like? And I've always loved that exercise. I love over the years that I've done it, like getting to a place now where I really feel like I can imagine what I want my life to be and make that happen, and not just be like waiting for life to happen to me or hoping that someone else is gonna create for me the life that I want. And so if you're not sure whether private practice is right for you or bootcamp is right for you or whatever, like sit down and think about what you want your life to be like. And if your ideal life is having all of this freedom and doing the things that the people on the call are talking about, then great, it's perfect fit. If you don't, in your heart, you don't really want to do those kind of things and you would be happier doing something else, then maybe bootcamp's not quite right for you. I think that it would be perfect for everybody, but that's me coming from my, you know, my bias, I guess. And, you know, something else that, yeah, I guess that's just what I would say. It's like, what do you think that you would be happy working in private practice? Do you have something to give to the world and you just like don't quite know how to do it? Are there things about your life that you want to do differently? And this program could help you get there, then sign up.
Awesome. All right, Kelsey.
Do you guys still do that free mini boot camp thing?
We call it a private practice challenge now. Uh-huh. That we have in our thing. We have over 10 hours of free trainings. And so we do still do that. Yeah.
Okay. So I was going to say that course, the mini course, was really what helped to convince me to do bootcamp with you guys, because it was really like practical information with actual like concrete steps, along with this kind of concept of like, well, what do you want your private practice to even look like? Cause you kind of get to decide that. I saw someone in the chat box asking about like, what is the actual content in it? And I know you guys can answer that much more thoroughly, but I do feel like one of the things that I tell everyone about when I'm meeting with therapists and talking about bootcamp and how awesome it is that, that huge giant Excel worksheet that you guys have, where it really is like, here's every single number that you're paying towards expenses. Here's every single number that you're bringing in towards a fee. And here's like actually what you're bringing home and what you need to be bringing home. And then if you hire someone, here's actually what you need to pay them. It's so eye-opening for me to realize like I could see 4 clients a week, or a therapist could see like 12 clients a week and it's bringing in the same amount. Like I wouldn't have known that. And then I also get to decide like, you know, I actually don't want to see 4 people anymore. Like I want to be supporting my staff. And a lot of what I would think about when I was first opening the private practice is just kind of like making guesses about how things should go or what I should be doing. So to actually have bootcamp like walk you through every single step was just really critical.
I think Miranda and I are very, we try to be very direct and honest in anything that we put out into the world. And so what we said about this was come meet other clinicians and ask your questions about bootcamp. And that's really what today is about. And I love like the question of like, is this really going to be deep dive content and, and that sort of thing. We'll say this time and time again, we aren't interested in selling something for selling something. We're interested in changing our field. And that's why I'm grateful for these boot campers, because they are changing the field. Every time Sarah, Kelsey, Rebecca hire somebody, they pay a really good wage, which changes the field. Every time Tamika shows up on Instagram, changes the field. When Polina, claims like, this is my kind of work that I do, or Maria steps out of the overworking and the 3 times, that changes the legacy of our field. It changes the systems that we were raised in. It changes, you know, it addresses so much that each of us has faced. And in order to do that, we've created it so that there are deep, deep dives in the modules. And if your question isn't answered, we'll get it answered. So we'll have guest people come in. I don't know if some of you in the panel have like done some of the guest talks, but we bring in people. If we're not an expert, we'll bring in somebody, an accountant, a financial advisor, or somebody else who can speak about something that's a little bit more in their wheelhouse. I know I'm like a jack of all trades, but a master of only a few. And so we'll bring in those other people to help enrich the learning. And we're constantly looking to fill the gap. And that's what's kind of unique. I don't know how often you all reference back to boot camp, but and can speak to how it's changed over time. Tamika's been in it for about a year versus Becca, who's been in it for years and everywhere in between. But if any of you want to share.
I'll answer that. I'm really glad that person brought it up about like, okay, but like how much value, like what do you actually learn in boot camp? One, I am impressed by how much free stuff you all post and give away. It's like the actual helpful information, but the value inside boot camp is 100% of my questions, even my like sneaky little comments or like, oh my God, no one's even gonna see this. Every single question I had got answered in a very direct, no fluff, like.
Oh yeah, don't fluff.
Right this. They were just like, write this. This is how much this costs. Here's the answer to your question. I was like, okay, good, I can go do it. So I will say that it is sort of equal parts personal, emotional, like it could feel like therapy for yourself, deep dive where you really have to look at the messaging and like why things are difficult for you, and equal parts nuts and bolts. Like I would pay $2,000 just for that Excel spreadsheet like that Miranda so lovingly like guides you through. I was like, oh my God. But so it's a good mix of both. And I would say to also be ready, like have some idea of what you want and also be ready to change your mind and be wrong and like learn new things. But I have seen a lot of those programs where they're just like, you can do it. And there's not as much like actual answers where you're just like, oh my God, what did I just pay for? I did not have that feeling in bootcamp. I was like, they just hand you the answers. So
we don't mess around. I mean, there's a point like, well, in bootcamp, because there's so many of you, right? And we're answering all the questions. I always get comments on my second week about like, we can tell Kelly's in her second week. Cause I'm just like, boom, boom, here's your answer. Goodbye. Here's your answer. It's like, let's just move on. Because in the beginning, I'm like, that's a great question. Thanks for posting. And then by the end of the week, I'm like, here's your answer.
Yeah,
we just got to move on and make sure that you get all you need packed into those 2 weeks. So, yeah.
And we're going in and digging into your website. We're giving you like a personalized video review of a page of your website saying like, hey,
how many of you have gotten feedback on your website? Have you looked at your website? Have I seen your website?
Yes. And like even going in sometimes into, as people get into the advanced part and they've gone through it several times, we're digging into the pieces where we're talking about like, well, let's look at the stats. Well, I'm not sure what to do with my marketing plan yet. I'm trying to do my quarterly marketing plan analysis and I see the information, but it's not clicking for me. So then I will go in and look at the numbers and then give them a specific and say, oh, I can see the back end of your website. Here's where it is. This is the keyword phrase in particular that I would write blogs about for the next 3 months. Like that's a level of like digging in that we will do. And for as long as we do the program. And as you can see, it's not something where we came in, you know, did this for a year and then like went away. These are people that have been able to come in and be a part of the working session twice a year for years without paying another dime to us.
Don asked, should we already be working in our own private practice with a website before we take the course?
So who here did not have a website or in private practice?
Correct. Right. It's actually, I would argue, I don't know, Maria, Tamika, Rebecca, if you agree that it's easier if you start with boot camp than if you come middle and you have to go do cleanup. But
yeah, it was overwhelming at the beginning because I had nothing. And I remember my first boot camp. I think that I just did the modules for the first week. I don't think I even looked at the stuff in the second week because I was like, I already have too much to do. I was really overwhelmed. But that was so nice to know that the content was also going to be there if I wanted to go back and visit it. I don't think that I did until the next time you all came around to it. And then I got a little bit further in it. But it was really nice to not have to go back and redo things. It just was pretty overwhelming to start.
I opened up my private practice in February and then did boot camp in April. But between that, it was when I was doing all of the extra modules, the pre-work that you guys had. So really, like, I had my private practice, but I didn't have any clients. So I was able to like do all of it and do all of it right. And I had it in my head like, oh, I'm just going to use like paper consent forms. And you guys would say, no, it's really better to do like a virtual thing. It's like, okay, fine. I'll pay it. It's fine. And I'm so glad that I did that. So I do think I think it can be good if you already have a private practice and you're ready to change it. I also think it's really great if you're just like starting from ground zero, or maybe taking like half of a step and then you can just set it up, you know, the right way.
Yeah.
Stevens asks about taking the mini course by when you're a first time boot camper, how much do you delve into like the mini course and the free stuff? Or do you just really, y'all now just stick in the boot camp?
I'm all over the place.
Of course you are.
I'm in that thing. I'm in all three of the communities, you know. But to your question earlier, I think that for me, it's easier to start without your private practice and without your website because you guys do such a great job at walking people through that and giving them what they need because they may not have the capital to get things started and get it rolling. And I didn't believe that I could do that myself. But looking back at the videos and how you walk people through, I'm like, wow, yeah, that makes it so much easier, right? This makes so much more sense. Certain things just give me a headache, like SEO. So I would rather delegate that, right? But you guys address that as well. Like, delegate what you can, whatever is not your strength. I think that's super valuable.
Yeah, and
go ahead.
I think one of the things too that we're really excited about is that we are constantly asking the question of like, where do we see people stuck? Where do we see a ton of questions? Where do we see people get hiccups and slow down? And so we're always looking for like, how can we make this process even easier? And so we're beta testing this round, especially for you people that are new. You're going to get, if you want it, a whole template that's set up so that you can literally like type into, and it's already kind of ready to go for building your practice and starting with a simple one page website and then being able to add in the templates as you go. And so I'm really excited about that the newer version of Squarespace 7.1, and we go through all the pieces so you can start with, okay,
copying
it. I'm going to go.
I was like, hey, you want to do that project? I have ideas. Can you turn it into something?
Yeah, I'm super stoked about it and about doing that part. So that piece of being able to what people pay, you know, honestly, people grab templates and you pay someone for them to copy and paste your material into the template on WordPress or whatever the thing is, to be able to know like, oh, wait, I could do that myself and save myself $1,000 because I think it's so interesting how we're like, oh, this is like this magical thing. This person's going to build a website for me. And most of the time they're just picking a template and copying and pasting your stuff in. They say, give me your content. Give me your pictures. You're like, oh, wait, I got to pick all my pictures. I got to like pick all my colors. Like, what are the things that I need to do? And this person's just putting them together. So we're excited to take people to that next place. When will this new thing that Miranda is talking about be available? That sounds really helpful. Jenna, we're going to be launching that in the next working session. I'm still recording the finalized videos about how to do it, how to use the thing, but it's actually like created. And we have our little process. It's it's going to be something where you have to kind of submit through a form with the email, and then we'll go in, duplicate it, and share that with you. It's just like a little technical piece, which will be really fun. It'll be in the BSB modules as you go through it.
Yeah. So I know we have just a couple minutes left, and I was wondering if you all could share just what are your words of wisdom for those who are new to private practice, because that's what this roundtable is really for, about that new starting out. What would you say to your new starting out self, I guess, is maybe the best way to ask that. What would you like them to know? Yes, Tamika.
That you can do this. It's realistic. It's reasonable. Throw everything you learned in grad school out the window, and you are valuable.
Love it.
Maria, you can go, please.
So, I mean, it's like you can build your business based on your values, and I can really do it from your with your integrity and according to your values, and be self-sufficient and like change the world this way. So just do it.
Maria.
I love that. I love that feedback. And I would add to that, I would say it'll all get done. And encouraging people to draw from the inspiration of being able to create your own perfect day, and knowing that you can still get all these things done while creating and maintaining your perfect day, I think is huge.
Sarah?
You deserve it, and you don't need to be a martyr for your whole freaking career.
Shout out to that.
Becca?
Advice I would give to my earlier self would be that you are so much more competent and capable than you realize. And that there's so much personal growth along the way as you're building this business, and like, hold on, because it'll be worth it, but it'll be a ride.
Kelsey?
Just that doing your own business and doing your own thing isn't selfish. And I think I had a lot of that feeling. Charging an actual big amount, what felt really big to me, it's not selfish, because you have to preserve yourself for your clients. And it's such a shift from, I'm a social worker, it was such a huge shift from being an MSW to like being a business owner. And there were a lot of uncomfortable like money conversations and thoughts that I had to get through. But, you know, I think what I would tell my younger self starting this out is like, it's going to be really great. And there are going to be difficult things, but you know, you're going to get through them, and it'll be scary when you go off on your own, but you're going to get through that too. And like all those challenges, you know, you're going to face them, and you're going to be supported through them. I think especially with you guys, I know I talk about you guys a lot, but I feel like that support that was really, really is still super helpful.
Well, thank you all. We're honored to have you share and be vulnerable and to inspire people who are starting. You are reminders that this is possible. We are very proud of you. We are honored that you are part of our community. It floors us anytime someone trusts us, and we take it very seriously. And I hope you feel that you mean a lot to us. And we are proud in each of every one of you, Maria, Tamika, Polina, Sarah, Kelsey, Becca. Everyone could just like give a little clap. Thank our panel. We're going to move on to our next panel.
Yes.
So thank you all for being here. I hope you are inspired. Check out Bootcamp.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Starting a Counseling Practice podcast. We hope you are feeling empowered and have gained new knowledge about yourself and your business. We would love to continue supporting you in our free community for therapists. Just visit classroom.zinnieme.com to join the fun.